Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Azati Akhtasazat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ya Jibal Al Haram, Ya Jibal Al Haram.
Meri nazaron mein tum ho bare muhtaram. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یہ دعا حرم لذت ملتزم یہ دعا حرم لذت ملتزم وعطا مغتنم وعطا سمكو یہ نعمت مغتنم اے خدا فقط آپ کا یہ کرم اے خدا فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آ گیا سامنے محترم آ گیا سامنے روبائے محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم رحمت دو جہاں کا یہ فیض اتم رحمت دو جہاں کا یہ فیض رے اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آپ ہی کے شرف باملا آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے مالک یہ اخاتل کی سن لے دعا میرے مالک یہ اخاتل کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى ما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilyas Sajjada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Awak Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ المرقدہ حضرت was an embodiment of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala حضرت is teaching us here that how we should gain and develop this love of Allah ta'ala that whatever is connected to Allah ta'ala directly, indirectly we look at it with great honor and the love of that penetrates the heart then only we can get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And this starts from the bottom, that we learn to love our mashayikh and we follow in their ways according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we learn to get the great love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when a person, the season now of Hajj, that although bodily we are not there, but our heart should be there all the time. That we visualizing now this beautiful poem that Hazrat is talking about, the mountains of Haram Sharif. Then you visualize Haram Sharif itself, the Kaabatullah, and the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what ecstasy you will be getting here. There are many people, Allah save us, that you are ahadis, you ride close to Haram, but we're not at Haram. So we on the other hand, here, through the company of our beloved Sheikh, we can learn how to be connected there, although we are not bodily there. So Hazrat addressing the mountains of Haram and say, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O honorable mountains of Haram Sharif, and why not? They are connected to Kaaba Sharif. They are the neighbors of Kaaba Sharif. In fact, Allah Ta'ala has made it, so to say, the protection of Kaaba Sharif. Allah has made the beautiful mountains. And outwardly, those mountains are burned black with the heat of Saudi Arabia, with the heat of Hijaz-e Muqaddas. But still, Hazrat teaches us that how beautiful those mountains are. What are all the other mountain paths in the world cannot compare to the mountains of Haram Sharif. And Hazrat is teaching us that develop this love, then you will see the mountains with a different eye. When you look at it with the eye of love, then you will see what are the beautiful noor on there. Otherwise, we just look at it and it makes no difference to us. Hazrat is saying, Meri nazro mein tum ho bare muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. I made love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just looking at the mountains of Haram and says, oh, you are mountains of Haram. In my eyes, you have got great honor. What honor you have got that Allah has chosen you to be the part, so to say, part of Haram Sharif and covering Kaaba Sharif. So what honor you are getting. The splendor and the noor that is descending of Kaaba Sharif is coming onto you also. So can we imagine that the your insan, when you come close to the Haram Sharif, then how much of noor is penetrating on you, provided, as Hazrat teaches us, our hearts are open and connected to Kaaba Sharif. Like now we were caught in Salat, if our hearts connect to Kaaba Sharif, then we can understand all this enjoyment of just the mountains of Haram Sharif. Then Hazrat takes us further, that into this journey of the love of Allah Ta'ala, and that what is this journey of Hajj? Ye duai haram, lazzati multazam, ho ata sabku ye ni'mati mukhtanam. That the essence of ibadat and the essence of Hajj is dua. And dua where? Allahu Akbar. Dua in the Haram Sharif. Dua anywhere Allah Ta'ala accepts. But that is how much we are connected to Allah Ta'ala. And then what can be said? Dua of the Haram Sharif. When your first gaze falls on Kaaba Sharif, then that dua that comes out, Allah Ta'ala accepts that dua. And lazzati multazam. Then when you get closer, right at the multazam, where Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, so to say, surrendered and put their hearts on the multazam, the place between the Hadri Aswad and the door of Kaaba Sharif, very Mubarak place, and you just put your heart and your hands up and begging Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that this reality, every person, every ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be blessed with this very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. This is such a ni'mat that the whole world cannot pay for it. So this is what we should be thinking of at this time of the year. Our heart should be looking at the picture of Hajj, how the Hajis are there at Haram Sharif and making tawaf, and their hearts are connected, their multazam, etc. We are not there bodily, but spiritually we can zoom in and we can be at Kaaba Sharif right now. And we can be even making dua at multazam now. And then Allahu Akbar. A person, when you got this great honor, then you realize, اے خدا اے وقت آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب تواف حرم. That, oh Allah, it is only your special favor that how the Hajis, and we also make a niyyah that our hearts are connected, that we are all engaged in tawaf. Oh Allah, it's only your special favor. It's nobody's accreditation, it's nobody's intelligence or money or anything. It is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor that Allah Ta'ala allows who he desires to come to the Haram Sharif, and then Allah Ta'ala allows a person to make tawaf. And tawaf, really, when you are connected to Allah Ta'ala, then you are just going round like a mad person round the house of your beloved Allah Rabbul Izzat, and want to be, you just want to give your life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where did you learn all this? Hazrat teaches us, A gaya samne roza-e muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab taraste te hum. That your greatest beloved of Allah, you send him to teach us your love. And here we are all desiring, as we desire to be at Kaaba Sharif,
But we first learn to be desirous to meet our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From where we learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to present ourselves as ordinary, humble mendicants and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we were dreaming that in every day we are making this dua. Wallah, please give us the opportunity to make ziyarat of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and your beloved haram. And now as just your dream came true, you just see the beautiful Rauza-e Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now the durood is coming out from the bottom of your heart. And this was the real ziyarat. When this we learn, your Hazrat is teaching us. Don't say, I just went to Medina Sharif. I went to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I went to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who's got this connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he will be just desiring all the time, when can I get another opportunity? When can I be? And when you're there, then you're not wasting your time outside the haram. As much as you can, you are in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever you are in the haram, and you are reciting durood abundantly. Hazrat explains that what did we get from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who Allah sent as a mercy unto the whole of mankind. Rahmati do jaha ka hai faiz-e atam, jiske sadqe mein muslim wa mu'min hai hum. It is only the special favors and complete effort and favors of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose rahmati do jaha wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. The embodiment of mercy for both the world. When the world was lost in darkness, humanity didn't know how to love like human beings, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the nur of hidayat, embodiment of character and akhlaq. And through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today we are Muslims. And we go further, we become true believers, true mu'min, that iman in yaqeen. Yaqeen penetrates our heart. That without the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, impossible to get the love of Allah ta'ala. And without the love of the friends of Allah, how we going to learn the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then we'll understand what Hazrat is talking in the poem of the beautiful mountains of Makkah Sharif, etc. And the Rauza-e Pak, that how a person goes into ecstasy. And aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila. Ummati muslima hai jo khairul umam. Allahu Akbar. Through the great honor and the honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is akramul akramin. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allahu Akbar, Sayyidul Anbiya, the king of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has chosen me and you that don't deserve in the least but to be the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here we are in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we should realize who we are. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Nabiul Akram, Akramul Akramin, the most honorable of all the honorable Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So we become khairul umam. We become the best of ummat, provided kuntum khaira ummatin ukhriyat linnas. You be following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to guide mankind and took them out of darkness. So we also have to follow in their footsteps and not follow in the dark ways of the kuffar and go backwards. Then we don't deserve this title. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize what a honor this is. And this is only through the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah Ta'ala has made us khairul umam, that the last ummah to come into the world, but the first ummah to enter Jannah. Only through the sadqa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much durood shouldn't we be reciting upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And we see, when a person realizes this, then hai salatin alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hazir huye gada-e haram. That whoever wants to go to Haram Sharif, there Allah Ta'ala teaches us, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that you can only enter Haram Sharif if you realize that you are the humble slave of Allah. Leave all your suits one side. Leave your big kurta and jubba one side. You come by how Allah wants you, and that is the order of love. Your brains will tell you, you are king of the world. You are the CEO of this company. You are the imam of the haram. But at that time, you tell your brains, your heart tells your brains, you pipe down. My beloved, Allah wants me in my ihram, in my two pieces of kafan, that I have to realize I want to meet Allah. And how Allah wants us to come to meet Him with our kafan. So we find even the kings of the world, You can be a minister, you can be a president, whatever, wherever you are, you just come like an ordinary mendicant in front of Rozai Park. When you come to Kaaba Sharif, you put all your garments one side, and you come like an ordinary person. Nobody will know who's the Khadim, nobody will know who's the king there. And this is how we have to come in the court of Allah. Here in any masjid when we come, we have to come with humbleness and realize it is only Allah's karam, Allah allowed us in His house. Then Hazrat teaches us, when a person realizes this and when this connection of Allah comes in the heart, then this dua you'll be making naturally. Mere Malik ye Akhtar ki sun le dua, ho muqaddar mein har saal deede haram. Oh my honorable master, my creator, my owner, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Listen to the dua of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar and all our duas that you write down for us, that every year we can get the honor of the being in Haram Sharif and being at your darbar and being at the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with proper etiquette, adab, and we get all the anwarat and barakat, and we look forward to giving our life for Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We're doing the chapter from حياة المسلمين on قرباني The great virtues of قرباني حضرت علي رضي الله عنه نريد that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to فاطمة رضي الله عنها Oh فاطمة get up and be present at your قرباني when it is about to be slaughtered all your sins are forgiven as the first drop of his blood reaches the earth Remember that on the day of Qiyam, the day of Qurbani, the day of Qiyam, its flesh and blood will be brought. And after increasing it by 70 times, it will be placed in your scale of good deeds. So Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this reward exclusively for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Truly they deserve such reward, a great reward. Or is that thawab and reward for all Muslims as well? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, for the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as for all Muslims in general. Hazrat Husayn ibn Ali radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the qurbani rendered wholeheartedly, happily, and with the sincerity of intention, will on the day of Qiyamah be a shield against Jahannam for the sacrificer. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has the means but does not render the qurbani should not come to a place of Eid Salah. One may realize the great displeasure which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam voiced against those who neglect this great act of ibadah. This grave warning mentioned in this hadith applies to only those people who fail to offer the sacrifice despite them having the means of sacrificing. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificed two sheep. When asked about the sacrifice, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to render these sacrifices. One sheep was for himself and the other was sacrificed on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has tremendous right over the ummah. It is not possible for us to adequately fulfill these rights. A qurbani offered every year by a mu'min on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact nothing so great and no great sacrifice. We should not allow this wonderful opportunity to slip by without having taken advantage of this great act of worship by means of which abundant thawab is obtained so very easily. Those who have got the means should not be miserly and neglectful. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed one sheep for himself and one sheep on behalf of his ummah. In this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this qurbani is for the one in my ummah who believes in me and who acknowledges me. The sacrifice on behalf of the ummah demonstrates the love which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had for his ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered us in his act of sacrifice. It is indeed regretful that members of the ummah, in spite of having the means, will forget to offer the qurbani on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having made a qurbani on behalf of the ummah is that he included the ummah in the thawab of the sacrifice. It does not mean that one sheep can be sacrificed in the names of more than one person. A sheep and goat can be sacrificed only for one person, while a cow and camel can be sacrificed for seven persons. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatten your animals of sacrifice, that it feed them well, for they will be your mounts on the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. That hadith has two interpretations. The animals will become the mounts on which people will safely cross over the Sirat. If a number of animals are sacrificed by a single person, he will receive in return a wonderful and strong animal of the greatest softness. The mounts may also be changed at various stages in the journey across the Sirat. The second interpretation is that by virtue of the barakat and thawab of having made qurbani, once crossing over the Sirat will be swift and in great comfort. In Kanzul Umal there is a hadith which states that the best qurbani is that of an animal which is strong and healthy. Physically, it should be free from all deficiencies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.